Welcome to Backseat Box Office, the results show for episode 104 for the weekend of September the 14th through the 16th. I am your host, William Paul, and as always, we look at the results of the prior weekend's box office returns, the movies that came in 1 through 5, compare those results with the predictions of all of our participants. We give everybody 25 points. For every movie they have off, everyone loses 1 point. For every movie in the first place position that is off, you lose 2 points. So, did anybody get all 5 movies in the right order this week? Well, let's take a look at the results. We have, it looks like, Lena and Mrs. Beast with Resident Evil in number 1, Finding Nemo, Possession, Lawless, and then Expendables at number 5. Those are the 1 through 5 movies, the first through 5th movies, in that proper order. So, Lena, Mrs. Beast, congratulations on your 25s this week. Then we have Father Beast, who got that almost the same. He put Resident Evil at 1, Finding Nemo at 2, Possession at 3, got all those right. And then he transposed Expendables with Lawless, putting Expendables at 4 and Lawless at 5. So that's 23 points, still very respectable. Then we have Uriah, Tony, and William. Now, the three of them almost got it right as well, but instead of transposing 4 and 5, they transposed Resident Evil and Finding Nemo. So they put Finding Nemo at 1, that's 2 points off, Resident Evil in 2nd, then Possession, Lawless, and Expendables in 3 through 5. So that's a total of 22 points for each of those three people. BD, we have a 20. He put Finding Nemo at number 1, Resident Evil at number 2, Possession and Lawless in the proper positions, and then The Words, which actually came in 7th in number 5. Then we have Tad, Jeff, and Scott. It looks like Tad sent in a voicemail, so let's go ahead and listen to that voicemail.
Hey, this is Tad calling in with my picks for this week. Hey, I'm kind of going to get more people calling in with their picks. I remember Father Beast used to do the whole Beast family thing, and that was pretty cool. Anyway, glad to hear Jonathan's okay, just in between houses. I remember being in that situation. I had to actually live with my in-laws for 17 days. And, I mean, don't get me wrong, my in-laws are great people, but having to live with them for 17 days was, well, I just didn't really enjoy it. I'd rather be in my own house. But anyway, I'm glad that Jonathan's okay and he's going to be back. Miss him, and can't wait for him to be back on the podcast and getting his picks in. All right, so these are my picks for this week. I'm going to go with Finding Nemo at number 1, Resident Evil at number 2. I'm going to go with Lawless at number 3 and Possession at number 4. I'm not really sure about those, but I'm kind of hoping that the horror will drop off faster. Actually, it looks like it's going to have to be quite a bit faster than the, I think it's the Moonshine movie. And then I'm going to go with the Expendables at number 5. Good luck, everybody, and thanks for the shows. I'll see you later. Bye.
And so to recap, the three of them chose Finding Nemo in number 1, Resident Evil in 2nd, Lawless in 3rd, Possession in 4th, and then the Expendables in the right spot in number 5. So, hey, you got one movie right. Then we move on to Menly, who put Possession in 1st rather than 3rd, Lawless in 2nd as opposed to 4th, Resident Evil in 3rd rather than 1st, Finding Nemo in 4th rather than 2nd, but then Expendables in 5th place. Then we have Kugron as our final participant this week. Kugron, you put Finding Nemo in 1st, Resident Evil in 2nd, Possession and Lawless, you did get right with 3rd and 4th, but then Last Ounce of Courage, you put in 5th place. Now, that actually came in 15th place, so that's 10 points off just from that pick. You have an overall score for the week of 12. So, with those being the participants for the week, let's go ahead and move on to the leaderboard, see how things turned out. Now, we have a new number one person for this week. We have Andrew, having not participated this week, now has a higher average score than BD, who is in second place. We have then Jeff in third, Uriah in 4th, Tony in 5th, Kugron in 6th, Lena in 7th, Art is in 8th Art. You've not participated the last 4 weeks, I believe. If you don't participate for next week, you will drop off. Go ahead. We'd love to hear from you, buddy. Tad, you're in 9th. Scott in 10th. That rounds out the top 10 that we have. So we go ahead and move on to the movies that are coming out this weekend. Prepare you for what's on its way. We have 4 movies coming out in wide release, 1 movie in 4 theaters, and then a movie that was released last weekend that is expanding. I don't know how big of an expansion. So, The Master is expanding. Not sure if that's going to be a factor or not. Then we also have Dread, End of Watch, House at the End of the Street, and Trouble with the Curve. This should definitely be an interesting week in movies compared to the last few weeks. So I bid you all a good day, a good week, a good weekend. Happy prediction.